This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Helena Fire, burning in and around Junction City, east of Weaverville, has destroyed more than 130 homes and other structures and forced the evacuation of residents. The fire, which has burned about 5,000 acres, has also led Governor Jerry Brown to issue an emergency declaration due to the damage and displacement. Air quality in and around the Helena Fire will be poor to unhealthy, and an evacuation center has been established in Weaverville with a shelter for large animals at Loudon Park. Highway 299 has been closed in the area indefinitely, and air and ground units have been assigned to the blaze. In addition to the Helena Fire, the Miller Fire, burning near Miller Ranch Road and Bell Springs Road northeast of Leggett, has burned about 75 acres, but Cal Fire has a good handle on the blaze that is about 50% contained. Elsewhere, the Orleans, Eclipse, and Salmon August fire complexes have left communities across the Klamath Basin with poor to unhealthy air quality. Triple-digit temperatures and low humidity will hamper firefighting efforts over the holiday weekend. Motorists and travelers should be prepared for road closures and detours in the active fire areas, and a red flag warning is in effect across the interior. The County Drug Task Force, along with the Eureka Police Department's POP team, arrested 40-year-old Juan Reyes Perez, following an investigation into narcotics trafficking. Reyes Perez was stopped by Eureka Police on Humboldt Hill Road, and a search of the car turned up meth and heroin. Search warrants were served at residences connected to Reyes Perez in Rio del Fortuna, and officers recovered more than $50,000 in cash and evidence of drug sales activity. Reyes Perez was booked into county jail. Congressman Jared Huffman has announced the winners of the district-wide landscape photography contest, and coming in second place was Eureka resident David Wilson. Wilson was one of 167 entries for the contest, and his nighttime picture, taken on the Avenue of the Giants, featuring the Milky Way Galaxy, took the second-place ribbon. Wilson was also named as the county winner, and his photo and those of other winners will be featured on Huffman's Facebook page for the next 3 months. If you're planning on heading to Big Lagoon this holiday weekend, be prepared for blue-green algae bloom. The County Department of Health issued a warning today, and warning signs have been posted at the lagoon as well as for other locations on the Eel and Van Dusen rivers. Cyanobacteria can be very dangerous for pets, and visitors are urged to use caution. Wildfires and hot weather have had serious impacts locally and across the state, and one result is that local high school football games have either been canceled or moved to locations with better air quality and weather. South Fork High School has had its game in the Bay Area canceled due to heat concerns, while Del Norte High School will now host Wairika in Crescent City due to fire. The Arcata Trinity football game has been moved as well and will be played tomorrow afternoon at McKinleyville High School. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.